All right, it's 8:39. It's Wednesday morning with the Musers. Could LeBron have played in the NFL coming up here in 15 minutes? But first, George, I understand you need some customer service help.
Yeah, I have a bit of a dilemma. Sometimes we order things in bulk, and for whatever reason, I ordered basically a pallet of talc powder about a month ago. It took a while to get delivered. Finally got delivered in light of recent stories. I want to return it. It says they have a no questions asked return policy for 14 days. We just got it. The problem is they don't leave you any instructions on how to return. I mean, it's a full pallet. I have no idea how to return all this.
Okay.
So I thought we'd call their distribution center. And I mean, I don't want to take up a lot of time on air to do this. I just figured we have some extra time, so maybe make the call here live on air.
Sure.
All right. Jer's got the number there to dial up. It's a distribution center, I think, in Chicago, but I'm not sure.
Consumer Protection Rights and Return Line. We know this is an uncertain time. This is Myrtle. How may I help you?
Yes, Myrtle. I recently received a shipment of talc powder, and it's an entire pallet full. It's about, I don't know, 100 different cases of it, and I'd like to return it because of recent concerns. News stories about that it may be related to ovarian cancer. And so anyway, I want to return it. I understand you have a 14-day, no questions asked return policy. And I just need to know the steps to do this because it's a lot of talc powder that I have to return.
And are you calling about this issue today?
Yeah.
Okay. And how are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. How about yourself?
That's nice.
So do I just need to contact my local post office or UPS or how?
And are you having a good day on this fine day?
Yes, I'm doing fine.
That's great.
What is she typing?
It's crazy out there. What is your phone number in case we get cut off?
877... What's our number again? 877-787-1310? 888-787-1310. Yeah, 888-787-1310.
What is she typing?
I can't take that many digits. So you didn't leave me any sort of like...
What is your Social Security number, sir?
I'm not going to give that out.
Okay. Not cooperative. Okay. Not cooperative. Okay.
Look, great. Why
and
didn't you leave me some
phone
sort of...
goes out, just in case the phone goes out, what's your average monthly take-home pay?
I'm not going to reveal that. That has nothing to do with returning items.
Okay, that will make it a little bit harder for us to process your return, but okay. And did you have to take a temporary 3-month salary reduction in lieu of furlough due to the pandemic?
Well, maybe. Put down a maybe on that. But what does that have to do with returning this powder?
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Excellent.
Why didn't you leave me some sort of UPS?
I just want you to know that we at Mega Global understand and appreciate your personal needs, and we think you're the most important customer that we have. Let me give you customer number so that you can reference the problem ticket. Your customer number is 7,345,612. And your mega number is 5. So now,
mega number. What?
Why are you returning this product?
Well, it just I don't need this much of it, and B, I don't trust this product anymore. And with your return policy, it should be fine, right? There's no questions.
And this is
really
how do you say?
Yes.
Okay. And you had mentioned earlier in the first comments that you made that went on way too long, by the way, that you were concerned about ovarian cancer. Now, is this your vagina that the powder is irritated? Because it certainly
well, no, I don't have one. I don't have one of those. But
okay. Sounds like
if it causes...
And your name, please?
George Dunham.
And your last name?
That is
the last thing I said, Dunham. That's my last name.
Oh,
that's
I too many keystrokes. George Dunham was your first name. I meant only your first name, and you said George Dunham, and so that was the issue.
Now, you said, what is my name, my full name?
Your fault more than mine. What level of education has he completed? Middle school, some high school graduate, or GED recipient, or none of the above?
Well, I guess I'm a high school graduate and college graduate.
Okay, but...
And I got through junior high,
none
too.
None of the above. That would be none of the above. So I'll put you down as uneducated. And how many sexual partners would you say you average at one time? 2 to 4, 4 to 6, or none at all?
I'll go with none at all. It's more accurate than those other choices.
Okay. And did you read our return policy? Because there is fine print on the back of your receipt. And on our return policy, it says that we have a no dumbass policy on returns. And if you're
what is that?
And you didn't know about the concerns about talc before you bought them, seeing as how those concerns have been out for a few decades, I think that you would fall under the dumbass portion of the return policy, sir.
Well, what kind of policy is that?
It's a good policy, sir. We here at Mega Global Corporation appreciate your concern, and we value you as a customer so very much. But once you make a purchase from our company, I'm afraid that sale is final, despite the no-questions-asked return policy.
Mega Global. That's awfully generic.
It's pretty generic. Yeah, well, I'm going to return it to you whether you want it or not, and I would like my money back.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. We can't help you with this, but this is a pandemic, and it has changed the economic forces at work, and Mega Global can't afford just to be handing out returns to every dumbass who doesn't know that his vagina is going to get irritated by talcum powder.
All right. Who do you report to? Who is your supervisor?
Would you like to speak to my supervisor?
Sure.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
Mega Global Corporation, this is Myrtle. How may I help you?
Okay, you're the same person.
That's exactly right, sir. I have no supervisor. You're talking to the top. You're not getting your money back, okay? Enjoy your 3 weeks, your 3 month salary reduction. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Thank you, Myrtle.
What a waste of time.
Yeah, total waste of time. All right, it's 8:46 on the ticket. This may be a waste of time, too, but a funny sports conversation. Did LeBron almost play for the Cowboys? Next.